is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least one New York City police officer has been shot and killed, and a second officer, in addition to two civilians, have been injured. It took place in a midtown Manhattan office building today. The latest from CBS's Matt Piper.
The suspect is a 27-year-old from Las Vegas. In his wallet, a badge showing he has a concealed firearms permit from the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. A surveillance image shows him walking into the building in midtown Manhattan with an AR-style rifle by his side. Former NYPD officer Felipe Rodriguez is an adjunct professor at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
There's a lot that goes on. Security is such a massive crime scene. You got to make sure you get every little bit of evidence, because you never know. What if there's someone out there that's actually assisting this individual? You want them brought to justice.
The suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
We're just getting word that Chicago Cubs Hall of Famer, former second baseman Ryan Sandberg, has died after battling cancer. He was 65. MLB Commissioner Robert Manfred Jr. calls the man fans lovingly called Rhino a legend of the Chicago Cubs franchise. Two children at a youth sailing camp have died, and two others are in critical condition after a crash involving a barge along Miami Beach. Miami Fire Rescue Lieutenant Pete Sanchez.
A vessel was struck somehow that had five children on board and a camp counselor.
The Coast Guard is investigating the crash. A massive Justice Department operation shuts down child abuse websites on the dark web. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
According to the court filings reviewed by CBS News, the global network on those sites had 120,000 members and millions of images, and on one day, 100,000 visits to just one of these dark websites. That's how pervasive these images are. The Department of Justice has secured convictions of 18 people. Could be more coming.
President Trump says the U.S. has reached a trade agreement with the European Union, setting a 15% tariff on most goods. CBS's Kelly O'Grady has more.
If you're the auto industry, you're going to see a 15% tariff. If you're U.S. consumers, that tariff that sits at 10% is now going to be 15%. That's going to be hard for companies to absorb without passing at least some of it on to the consumer. And I think that's why you're seeing in the markets just kind of pretty much nothing.
During a bilateral meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, President Trump says the U.S. will set up food centers in Gaza.
The United States will be helping with the food. You know, we have a lot of access to food. We got a lot of food ourselves, and we're going to bring it over there. We're also going to make sure that they don't have barriers stopping people.
Israel is again allowing aid into Gaza by airdrops and truck convoys. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold Unlimited Plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PayPal now says it will allow businesses to accept payments in more than 100 types of cryptocurrencies.
PayPal is calling it Pay with Crypto and says the new service will allow consumers to use many types of cryptocurrencies to complete their purchases, as well as to use wallets like Coinbase. After shoppers pay in crypto, the payments will automatically convert to fiat or stablecoin. The California-based company says the new service will simplify cross-border commerce, increase merchants' profit margins, and reduce transaction fees associated with international credit card processing. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Asian skincare has been a booming global business for more than a decade. In the U.S., Korean cosmetics, or K-beauty for short, have dominated the trend. But South Korea is facing a looming 25% tariff that could put a damper on that growth. Retailers and shoppers alike are hoping South Korea is one of the countries that secures a better trade deal before this Friday's deadline. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Storms could contain heavy areas of rain. A low dropping down to around 70. For tomorrow, partly sunny, still muggy, chance of showers and storms again. Highs in the mid-80s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When your baby don't love you, kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, 'cause you know the words I've been saying. I know that you've been cheating.
local news, Timeless Hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Do you know how America became the best country on God's green earth? We made things, from automobiles to airplanes to textiles. We were the manufacturing epicenter of the world, the innovators that every other country turned to. I'm Katie Lyon, co-founder of Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'm here to tell you that the American spirit is alive and well at Allegiance, where we make American flags 100% in America. When you fly your American flag from Allegiance Flag Supply, you're not just honoring our country. You're supporting American men and women who proudly make the highest quality American flags, period. True patriots who put care into every stitch. See our full story at showallegiance.com and learn about our 100% American-based supply chain. Fly your flag from showallegiance.com with pride, because every flag says manufacturing is still alive and well in the U.S. and we are still the greatest country. Visit showallegiance.com, and from all of us, thank you for your support.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
For I can't Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Looking do it with ease. It's easier than learning your ABCs.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Shines on me, shine until tomorrow.
One, two, tres, cuatro. Had a thing she saw.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. So true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love
sunny.
You. I love
sunny.
You.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Four people, including a New York City police officer, have been killed in a Midtown Manhattan office building shooting. The shooter took his own life. It happened around the time the people were heading home from work.
This was something that just caught them completely off guard.
New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Four innocent victims are dead. Among them is NYPD police officer Didarul Islam, 36 years old, 4 years on the job. Officer Islam was married with two young boys. His wife is pregnant with their third child.
No word on a motive. CBS News New York's Jenna DeAngelis.
It still feels very chaotic in this area with all the police activity. You know, keep thinking about all the people that went into work thinking it was a typical Monday and then probably were wrapping up their day to all of this chaos, the active shooter in that building, and then all the buildings around it that went into a shelter in place.
At least three people have died and several others injured in a shooting outside of the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino in Reno, Nevada. Sparks Police Chief Chris Crawford.
In total, five people in the Valley area sustained gunshot wounds, and one victim was pronounced deceased on scene. Four other victims were transported to a local area hospital. Of those four victims, one was declared deceased at the hospital.
And a third person driving through the parking lot.